Hey, welcome, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Crazy Kevin with you here. Well, we've got the show coming up, 2 hours. What have we got in the show this week? We've got our Golden Album of the Week, of course. Don't forget, drop me those emails, because I love playing your requests, your dedications. All you can do, send them to crazykevin@gmail.com. Crazy with a ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. Also got some great interviews with local businesses, a few jokes, and of course I always like to showcase brand new talent around the Toowoomba, or well, around the world region. If you're a musician or you're in a band and you want to be showcased on the show, just drop me the email. And of course, a big thank you going out to my sponsors for the show. We have got Cracker Jack Chicken, Electrical Sensations, and Breeze Lawyers. Once again, thank you going out to our beautiful sponsors of the Crazy Kevin Show. So here we go. It's Crazy Kevin with you on Power FM. Enjoy, relax, and welcome.
Hey!
It's Crazy Kevin out and about on Power FM, and I've got a lovely lady here with me. What's your name?
Michelle Rymers.
Now, Michelle, whereabouts are we today?
We're at Art by Leonardo's.
Tell us a little bit about Art by Leonardo's.
Well, we're at the picture framing shop. We've been in Grand Central originally, and now we've got our own premises in Prescott Street, and we do custom framing.
We're looking around at all the frames around here. How many different frames have you got?
I think there's about 800 to choose from on the board. Yeah, we just choose the correct frame for the right piece of artwork, so you need a big choice.
So if anybody's listening and they've got like a bit of artwork on the wall that they think needs revamping or whatever, could they bring it to you?
Yeah. We can modernise an older piece of artwork or change it for their decor and things like that easily.
And whereabouts are you situated?
Unit 1, 12 Prescott Street. So really we're right across the road from Clark Rubber.
It's a beautiful shop here. How long have you been here now?
Nearly five years now.
And if anybody's got any sort of memorabilia, like I was just talking to Chris about a maroon shirt and a New South Wales shirt, you can do that as well?
Yep, do lots of different memorabilia. Pretty much you can frame anything. It's just a matter of finding the right process.
Here's a funny one for you. What's the weirdest thing that you've ever had to frame?
We've framed a whole complete bike outfit. That was pretty big.
Bike outfit?
Yeah, like the whole leather outfit, you know, full suit. But yeah, lots of different things. It just, you would be surprised what people bring in.
So how can people contact you?
Either just calling into the store or our phone number, 463221155, or email.
Thank you so much for chatting to me today, Michelle from Art by Leonardo's. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're listening to my favourite DJ, Crazy Kevin, on Power FM.
It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. You choose the ones you play. It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. Get ready, steady, spin it, KK.
This week we are going really back in time with this one. A gentleman called Roy Kelton Orbison, born 1936 and he died in 1988, was an American singer, songwriter and musician known for his impassioned singing style, complex song structures and dark emotional ballads. His music was described by critics as operatic, earning him the nicknames of the Caruso of Rock and the Big O. Many of his songs conveyed vulnerability at a time when most male rock and roll performers chose to project defiant masculinity. He was known for his shyness and stage fright and countered these by wearing dark glasses. Roy Orbison began singing in a rockabilly and country western band at high school, and he was contracted by Sam Phillips of Sun Records in 1956, but enjoyed his greatest success with Monument Records. From 1960 to 66, 22 of his singles reached the Billboard Top 40, and he wrote or co-wrote almost all that entered the Top 10. So there's so many hits, but what songs we're going to play for you today? We're going to kick off with Crying, and it was from Roy Orbison's third studio album from the same name. Released in 1961, it was a number two hit in the US and was covered in 1980 by Don McLean, whose version went to number one in the UK. And Dave Marsh calls the song a rock bolero with blaring strings, hammered timpani, a ghostly chorus, the gentle strum of a guitar, and a hint of marimba. So here we go, our golden album of the week this week. We've got some Roy Orbison, and we're going to kick off with Crying.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell that I've been crying. So long, left me standing all alone and crying. It's hard to understand, but the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before, but darling, what can I do? For you don't love me, and I'll
Okay, it's time for my third and final chat with our wine expert. That's Professor Ursula Kennedy from the USQ. And I was asking us about different wine regions and different types of grapes.
It's a bit of everything. It's the grape in the ground. It's the climate. It's the soil. It's how the grape's looked after. When it's picked, remember I said earlier about picking them earlier or picking them later? All of that, climate, terroir, the soil, how the vine's looked after, all of that impacts on the fruit and the aroma compounds that accumulate in the fruit. And then on top of that, it's what the winemaker does as well. So you could find some regions have a certain style that winemakers tend to produce. So you could absolutely have grapes or wines from two different regions that are very similar if they happen to have been, you know, had those similar qualities.
Okay, then the final question for you, what is your favourite tipple?
I mentioned champagne before, a sparkling wine, so I do love something with bubbles in it. I like to try something different. If I see something I've never seen before, a variety I've never had, a wine that's come from a place that I've never tried a wine from before, I really get interested in trying different things. And that makes wine very exciting and interesting. Lately we're seeing, over the last few years, more natural wines. So these are very low input wines. So this is using, just letting the grapes ferment really with minimal intervention. And that's something interesting that we're seeing more of these days as well. That can be a bit of an acquired taste because they tend to be a little bit more challenging on the palate sometimes.
Well, Professor Ursula, thank you so much for our chat today, and it just opened my mind about different things about wine. And
also, you don't have to spend a huge amount of money to get a good wine as well. If you've got a wine store that's got wines on tasting, get in there and taste them. If you get to a festival or to a winery, to the cellar door, we can talk to the winemaker. But you don't have to spend $50, $100 on a good bottle of wine. We are really lucky here in Australia. Our local local wines, and also the things that we see that are imports. We're incredibly lucky to have a great range available to us for really good prices. Yeah,
because there's a place like Chile does wine, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. A huge industry in Chile. Some of the larger wine retailers, I'm not going to say any names, will often have an international section or a fine wine section or an aged section. And don't be scared to go in there, because often you'll find some really interesting wines for really reasonable prices as well. And speak to the person there. They usually should have someone on staff that is able to help you in your choice.
Oh, once again, Ursula, thank you so much. We'll have to come and talk again all about wine.
Absolutely. How about just before Christmas? Yeah?
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Lovely to talk to you, Kevin.
It's time for our second track on our Golden Album of the Week. And we have got for you this week, we have got some Roy Orbison. And of course, as always, if you've got a favourite tune, artist, band, all you've got to do, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and we'll get it on the show. What we're going to do for you now, we're going to play Only the Lonely. And it was described by the New York Times as expressing a clenched, driven urgency. And it was released in May 1960, and Only the Lonely went to number 2 in the United States Billboard pop music chart and was a massive hit all around the world. After several years without much success in the music business, Roy Orbison was sharing a tiny apartment with his wife and his new baby. And Roy had taken to sitting in his car to write songs when in 1958 his acquaintance Joe Melson taps on the car window and suggests they collaborate. And with Chet Atkins producing, they recorded several songs for RCA, but only 2 were deemed worthy of release. And a guy called Wesley Rose brought Roy Orbison to the attention of producer Fred Foster at Monument Records. There, Roy Orbison would become one of the first recording artists to popularize the Nashville sound. And according to the biographer Alan Clayson, the recording of the song featured a falsetto note hit by Roy Orbison that showcased a surprisingly powerful voice. And it came not from his throat, but from deeper within. And the song differed from the typical verse-chorus form structure of popular music of the time, building and falling to a climax with emotional expression then rare for masculine performances. So here we go. It's our second track now. Golden Album of the Week, Roy Orbison with Only the Lonely. Dum, 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 dum.
Only the lonely.
Gaga with Crazy Kevin for a few hours with music that takes you up and makes you go.
Crazy Kevin. calls her mama. I'm so hard to handle now, just around. I don't speak louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid. I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad to me. Once I come along and down by the dozen, I ain't nothing but kissing love. Pretty little thing, let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Candle calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Hard. Let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
It's time for our third and final track in our Golden Album of the Week. We're going to play probably now his famous, most well-known song, and it's Oh Pretty Woman. The title was inspired by Orbison's wife, Claudette, interrupting a conversation to announce she was going out when Orbison asked her if she had enough cash. His co-writer, Bill Dees, interjected, "A pretty woman never needs any money." Now, while on tour in the UK in 1966, Orbison broke his foot falling off a motorcycle in front of thousands of screaming fans at a racetrack. He performed his show that evening in a cast. And Claudette travelled to England to accompany Roy for the remainder of the tour. And Roy Orbison was fascinated with machines. He was known to follow a car that he liked and make the driver an offer on the spot. Orbison and Claudette shared a love for motorcycles. She had grown up around them. And on June the 6th, 1966, when Orbison and Claudette were riding home from Bristol, Tennessee, she struck the door of a pickup truck which had pulled out in front of her on Southwater Avenue in Tennessee and died instantly. And a grieving Orbison threw himself into his work. Also, more tragedy struck Roy Orbison. During a tour of England and playing Birmingham on a Saturday in 1968, he received the news that his home in Hendersonville, Tennessee had burned down and his two eldest sons had died. The property was sold to Johnny Cash, who demolished the building and planted an orchard on it. Wow. Lots of struggles for poor old Roy. What we're going to play for you now is arguably his most famous song. And it was used for the title of the 1990 film Pretty Woman, starring Richard Gere and Julia Roberts, and the 2018 Broadway musical Pretty Woman, the musical. So here we go. Tap the feet along to this one. It's Roy Orbison with Pretty Woman.
I couldn't help but see pretty woman.
guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see?
Hello there. It is nice to see you. It's Crazy Kevin.
Enjoy the show today. Oh, we've had a good time. I hope you enjoy the music as well. And don't forget, if you'd like any requests, dedications, whatever, just drop me a line to crazykevinparafm@gmail.com and we'll get you on there. And always, it's Crazy with a k-k-k-k-k-k-k. And of course, a big thank you going out to my sponsors for the show. We have got Cracker Jack Chicken, Electrical Sensations, and Breeze Lawyers. Once again, thank you going out to our beautiful sponsors of the Crazy Kevin Show. See you all next week. Don't forget, every Wednesday and every Sunday between the hours of 10 and 12 p.m. here on Power FM, the number one station, with myself, Crazy Kevin. Have a good week, all the best, and keep it safe out there, and always have that smile on your dial. Hey!